98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
A very wet day indeed. Just seen here that Mid-Erin have upgraded our weather warning for Dublin and Wicklow. So it's actually going to be a status orange weather warning now. And that's coming into place at midday today.
Okay.
Until midday tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of rain.
That's very wet.
Yes, very wet indeed. But let's think now about the summer and warmer, drier times.
Yes.
Michael Bublé's coming to Malahide Castle in the summer.
I think that might have bypassed.
There were loads of gigs announced at one point. I think it was last November, December. Every day there was someone else playing Malahide Castle.
There's another Christmas present idea.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Michael Bublé, he will be defrosting early and going to Malahide Castle
under direct sunlight.
Exactly. But he has confirmed his support act. Just look in my hopes, look in my dreams. Gabrielle supporting Michael Bublé at Malahide.
Okay, so I do hear that people say it can be a bit of a nightmare getting to and from Malahide for a gig with the darts and stuff. I think that I would do it for Gabrielle.
I'd see Gabrielle as the headliner. Yeah, offence, Mickey.
So would I, yeah.
But that's very exciting. If you have tickets already and if you haven't, then that might be a reason to go to Malahide in June.
So good. Gabrielle and Michael Bublé. I love the way like all the gigs that are being announced. It's kind of like two really good acts are all teaming up. So we've Neo and Akon.
Oh my gosh.
Michael Bublé and Gabrielle.
Three nights for Neo and Akon.
And then Moby and Faithless. Yes. It's kind of like double headers everywhere next
year.
That's really, really good. Come here, did you see the video yesterday of Catherine Connolly? She's doing the rounds, you know, visiting different community centres and groups, and she was in a basketball arena.
Yeah.
And they got her to, you know, like, do they say shoot a few hoops? So she like bounced the ball and then got I don't know, but you don't call it a hole in one
slam
in basketball.
Dunk the funk.
Slam dunk? Is that a hole in one? That's golf.
Anyway, I don't know, dunk.
So she did it, like, you know, face and forward. Then our president turned around
what?
And did it backwards and got it in one again.
What can't that woman do?
No, seriously, she's so impressive. Yeah. And like when she was playing football as well during her campaign trail. Like just, she's very sporty.
Do we know if Catherine Connolly has any pets?
Yes, she's got two cats and they are called Cat 1 and Cat 2.
But I haven't seen any photos.
I haven't seen them. No, but she said they'd be moving into Áras an Uachtaráin if she won.
Someone needs to set up an Instagram for Cat 1 and Cat 2.
Cat 2 are in there, yeah.
She was going to be like Palmerston and... Larry.
And Larry.
In Downing Street.
Bit of a heated rivalry, love affair.
Yeah, but one of them was a stray, aren't they? Or did one of them start as a cat who just kept visiting the area and then he was all over the news?
Palmerston was adopted from Battersea Cats Home.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah. And then, no, Larry was, and then Palmerston came along, but then Palmerston had to be sent away again because
they didn't get on
at all. Yeah. No,
well,
very
maybe
funny.
Cat 1 and Cat 2.
Cat 1 and Cat 2,
on,
like the
better.
Names.
Well, should we start the Instagram account?
I think we should. Yeah.
Yeah, we absolutely should.
And the merch.
Yeah, totally. Also, some very exciting news for fans of the Great British Bake Off. So we found out the other week that Nigella Lawson's going to be the new judge after Prulead stepped down.
Excellent choice.
Paul Hollywood's made an interesting announcement to the show's format, right? Mm. So for the first time ever, they're doing something a little different. Take a listen.
For 1 week only, you get to choose the technical, the showstopper and the signature bake on Audience Choice Week. Over the years, a lot of people have come up to me and offered advice on what challenges we should be making the bakers bake in the tent. Well, now it's down to you. Head to thegreatbritishbakeoff.co.uk and get your challenges in.
So you can submit what the challenges should be.
Audience Choice Week. What do you think, Brendan?
I always love the ones they do in the Stand Up To Cancer ones because they turn out really funny. Like the one where somebody said they made Freddie Mercury but he looked like Julius Pringle.
Yes.
And I always remember Siobhan...
Icons Week or something, I think it was called.
Yeah.
You had to make a cake that looked like
that
one
looked
of your
like
favourite
one of your
people.
Heroes, yeah. And then Siobhan McSweeney made something one time. I can't actually remember what she made, but I remember her presenting it and she just couldn't even get through trying to describe what it was because it was so funny.
I don't know if they've ever done this, but have they done a week that you have to recreate a famous dish / dessert from a movie?
I don't know if they have.
Because like the chocolate Matilda cake.
Oh yeah, something that already exists from.
Yeah, so like your favourite film, something from your favourite film.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd want, I mean, they won't do this on Bake Off, but the pizza from Home Alone.
Yeah, or I don't know why the, was it a jumper cake from Father Ted?
Yeah.
That could spring to mind. You could make something that looks like a jumper.
That's what I'd suggest anyway.
Is it a cake or is it a jumper?
We'll
who
never
knows?
Know.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Matchy. Fab prizes.
Matchy. Glitz and glamour.
Matchy. And AI presenters.
Matchy. Match. 98FM.
Welcome to Matchy Matchy, our fabulous game we play every morning after 8, featuring glittering curtains, sparkly jackets, and incredible prizes. Here's how it works, in case you don't know. Mm-hmm. We give you 3 words.
Yeah.
You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with either mine or Brendan's, you'll win all of these. Prizes.
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 Win a motor racing voucher.
A cheese board and candle.
A Dyson Airwrap.
A 200 euro grocery voucher.
A soup maker.
A pair of traitor's cloaks.
A massage gun.
A morning with alpacas.
Aww. And
Rebecca and Brendan, can I take your order, please?
Oh, yes.
Win a dinner for two at a top Dublin restaurant.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy. Who is that man?
Excuse me, that man sounds gorgeous. Good morning. Anyway, moving on to the game at hand. Good morning to Danielle. You're on 98FM. Danielle, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, we're good, Danielle. Have you been out this morning already, or are you at home?
No, we're outside my oldest son's school, just sitting in the car, and I have my younger son here, Woody.
Oh, good morning, Woody.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Woody. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Has it started raining yet, guys?
Oh, it's lashing.
Is it lashing already?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Danielle, I believe Woody'd like to give a shout out to somebody very special.
Yeah, who would you like to say hello to?
Dad.
To your dad. Good morning to Woody's dad.
His dad is in Belgium working, so.
Oh, very wow. Good.
Is he listening from Belgium this morning?
He is. He said he'd tune in.
Well, good morning to Woody's dad listening in Belgium.
Guys, have you had a discussion about who you'd like to play with?
Yes, we do.
Oh, who are you going for this morning?
I'm sorry to say, Rebecca, we're going to go with Brendan.
I'll forgive you guys.
Danielle and Woody, thank you so much. It's been ages. I'm thrilled.
Bye, Brendan. Enjoy yourself. Brendan said his one trip a week, in case you didn't hear that as he's leaving the studio. Okay, guys, we've been playing this game for so long. Let's try and get a matchy matchy this morning. Danielle and Woody, your first word. Lucky.
Charm.
Lucky charm. Your second word, apple.
Watch.
Woody said watch.
Apple.
Sorry.
Watch.
Yeah, watch. Yeah.
And your third word, straight.
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 Line.
Straight line. So we have lucky charm, apple watch, and straight line. Are you guys happy to lock in those 3 words this morning?
Yes.
Oh, I love it. We are locking them in. And we are getting Brendan back from the soundproof booth. Well, Brendan, it's been a while since you were in there.
Yeah, it's changed colour since I was last
really?
There. Yeah. This, it was a purpley glittery curtain this morning.
Wow.
Yes, I know.
Oh gosh, I can't wait to see that.
I tell you, it's
okay, Brendan, first word in Matchy Matchy this Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Lucky. Dip.
Second word, apple.
Slice. Delicious.
Third word, straight.
Why am I going red? Straight. I'm gonna say narrow. That doesn't really follow that either, does it? Anyway, I apologize.
I cannot comment. Brendan, have you got a matchy matchy this morning with Danielle and Woody in Lucan?
Sadly not.
You actually didn't match any.
Did
this morning.
We not? No. What did the guys say?
The guys went for lucky charm, Apple Watch, and straight line.
Straight line, very good.
Loads
Apple
of
Watch,
options.
Yeah, brilliant. Loads of options this morning. Danielle and Woody, thank you so much for sending me to the soundproof booth. And hi again to your dad listening in Belgium. The glamour of
thank
that.
You.
We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag, guys.
Okay, thanks very much.
Bye, guys. Have a great
day.
Bye. We're going to play Matchy Matchy again tomorrow.
Yes.
They were hard. think there's many options. I probably would have said apple pie.
Apple pie?
Is it a real apple pie day when it's lashing outside?
It is, yeah. Warmed up with a bit of custard.
Warm custard. If you'd like to play Matchy Matchy tomorrow.
Warm apple pie, cold custard?
I'd like them all warm, I think.
Okay.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98 FM.
Well, he is on the road getting ready for 98 FM's Super Sniffer. Brendan, how are you?
I am good, thank you so much. I'm in the back of the Thunder. I have my Super Sniffer red cape on and I have my red blindfold ready to go as soon as I deliver Brendan's Bit.
I can't wait for that. But on the way in Brendan's Bit, you're going to be talking about cats again.
I am. It wouldn't be like us. First though, an American boxer has won a big fight by a hair's breadth. Quite literally.
Oh.
Jarrell Miller won his heavyweight bout at Madison Square Garden in New York.
Yeah.
But lost his wig. Right?
What?
Wait till you hear this, right? So he was wearing a toupee.
Oh no.
Which started to come away after his opponent obviously did his job, kept punching him in the face. Yeah. So like I've watched the video and like literally the front of the hairpiece just starts to like flap up like with each punch.
Like I've seen people's wigs drop off if they do a bit of a flip on Drag Race. I can't imagine a boxing match.
It's a very similar thing here, but the thing is, Jarrell doesn't normally have a hairpiece on, and I'll explain why.
Right.
So the 37-year-old, he noticed it was, you know, kind of coming loose at the front and flapping away.
Mm.
So he just started laughing and he threw it into the crowd. And there was another boxer watching from the stands and he popped it down on an empty seat next to him. And then he shared a photo online and said, "Don't worry, I'll keep it safe." So despite losing his wig, Jarrell managed to keep his head and clinch victory by a split decision. So initially, after this whole thing, like it's been all over kind of TV in America.
Yeah.
And he did initially claim that what happened was he had grabbed a bottle of shampoo in his mom's house to wash his hair, but didn't realise that it was actually bleach.
Oh,
so
no.
That's what he initially said. However, he's since had so much fun with this and it's become such a big story that he's been on Jimmy Kimmel in the last day
really?
Or two. And on Jimmy Kimmel, Jarrell admitted that that wasn't quite true.
Really, it was these enhancements you get, you know, from the beauty supply store, like the black spray, and we call it Beijing.
Okay.
I kind of overdid it, left it in my hair for like 2-3 days. And when I washed it out, I washed out half of my hair.
Oh,
wow. It was a horrible scene, and I had to think of something fast.
Oh, no. At home, poor hair Jarrell. Disasters. Leave it to the professionals.
The beauty enhancements for too long. So he's been sharing all the memes on his Instagram, very much seeing the funny side. But he said that the emergency toupee cost him $700.
Whoa.
A lot to pay.
Very
indeed.
Pricey. A lot to pay.
finally,
wow,
this morning.
Wow, that was one of your best ever.
Thank you so much. finally, this morning, do we have that feral cat sound from yesterday? Because we're going to need it again, please.
Yes, we do.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they're really going at it.
They're going for it. Well, Valentine's Day is just over a week away. Many couples are going to celebrate. Many won't. And it can be a slightly annoying time for somebody who is looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another category, people who very much want to be single. So if you're in that pool, and if you happen to still be fuming at an ex of yours, I have something that you might be into this morning.
Okay.
An animal charity in Galway are offering you the chance to neuter a feral cat this Valentine's Day in the name of your ex.
Okay.
For the bargain price of just €30,
yeah.
Galway SPCA will spay or castrate a local wild cat.
Oh, yeah, so you're helping the wild cats.
Exactly, yeah. So it's called the Neuter Your Ex Valentine's Day deal, and it's part of the charity's Trap, Neuter and Release program.
Yes.
On socials, they have a very romantic post that reads, "As we enter the season of love, we all know not every love story gets a fairy tale ending.
This is
sometimes
true.
Things just don't work out, and letting go can be harder than we expect. This Valentine's season, throughout the month of February, if you're looking for symbolic closure on a way to do some genuine good, neuter your ex." So like, obviously it could be
brilliant.
Quite therapeutic, and then obviously, as you say, your donation's going to a good cause. Yeah, it's a win-win.
It is.
Just not for your ex. That is Brendan's Bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Well, forget FIFA, Candy Crush, Crash Bandicoot and all the others.
I loved Crash Bandicoot back in the day.
There's a new game that could be Dubliners' new favourite craze.
Mm.
This is absolutely gas. There's a new game out that's inspired by the Watkins Town Roundabout.
I am fully obsessed with this idea.
It's called the Watkins Town Roundabout game. It's been designed by a software developer called Simon Darcy. It's basically the Watkins Town Roundabout. So what you need to do is you press down and you hold your screen and you drive a little white car from one exit to another on the roundabout without crashing into another car.
Yeah.
So you basically depress down and make sure you're not hitting into another car, because we all know from the Walking Town Roundabout, it's very complex. There's six different roads.
Yeah, you started driving, well, you were learning how to drive over the last while. You got your license last year.
And my instructor used to bring me to the Walking Town Roundabout and I'd be in a cold sweat. But I don't think that leaves. I think whether you're a learner driver, a new driver or an experienced driver, it gives everyone the heebie-jeebies.
Well, you can do it for real, but let's see if I can do it on this game now on my phone, right? I'm going to give this a go. So it says tap to start the Walking Town Roundabout game.
Yeah.
And what do I have to do? So I have to...
press down.
No, I crashed it. No, that's...
You're the white car, Brendan. I love the music.
No, that's it. I can't... Never mind in real life. I can't play the Walking Town Roundabout game for 1 second.
I'm not sure if I'm going to play this, because I have to deal with the real Walking Town Roundabout.
Yeah, no, one Walking Town Roundabout is enough.
Do you know what, Brendan? You haven't learned how to drive, so maybe this is the thing that makes you want
this
to do
will start.
It.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Yes, 98FM Super Sniffer has returned this week. Brendan is trying to guess what side of the Liffey he's on by just using his sense of smell alone. Here's how we got on yesterday with our North Side, South Side edition.
I'm ready. See, I'm getting a whiff of the hops from the Guinness Storehouse from that direction. I'm on the opposite side of the river to the Guinness Storehouse, so I'm on the North Side.
Brendan, can you, in 3, 2, 1, take off your blindfold? 3, 2, 1.
I'm on the North Side!
On the North Side! Yes! This is outrageous!
I'm in the Phoenix Park. Sorry, I'm in the Phoenix Park.
Oh, it really is outrageous. And we're hoping Brendan can do it again. We're crossing over live now. Brendan, how are you feeling?
Hello, I am wet. It is windy.
Oh,
I can't see a thing and I am completely clueless as to where I am.
Oh, Brendan, you poor chicken. Well, let's try get this done fast so you can get back indoors.
Let's do it.
Okay, so you are walking into position now?
I'm walking into position. So I currently have the wind in my back, but what I want to do is I want to do a 360 so I can get like a whiff of the wind.
Yeah. Take a big whiff.
Now, can I smell fast food? That's no help as to where I am. Like, I don't know if I can smell the sea or if it's the rain I can smell.
Yes. What's your heart telling you?
I don't know. My heart isn't telling me anything. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I am going to say I feel like I'm near the sea.
Okay.
I'm going to...
Oh, I can hear. I can actually
I'm going to say that I'm on the south side.
Okay, so Brendan, you reckon that you are on the south side this morning just by the scent alone. Are you ready to take off your blindfold?
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1, can you confirm your location?
What side of the river? Oh my God, the water. Where are... This is the south side. I'm at Grand Canal Square.
You are joking.
I'm at Grand Canal Square.
I'm not beside the sea.
I'm not beside the sea, but I am beside the canal. I thought I could smell water.
Sorry.
Didn't know if it was the rain or not.
This is outrageous. You've done it again.
I've done it again. This is a joke. Grand Canal Dock is the choppiest I've ever seen it.
Oh, well, Brendan, get back indoors and I hope you have a celebratory cup of tea.
We'll get back in the car. Thank you so much.
A roaring success once again. He's done it. 98FM Super Sniffer reigns supreme. What a talent. I'm actually starting to think that Brendan's now the person who's psychic in this duo. Anyway, we'll find out tomorrow if he can get 3 out of 3 when 98FM's Super Sniffer continues.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.